Hello, it's Ben Esch here. First time I'm doing an inspiration on here, so I'm going to try my best. And don't consider myself the best speaker, but I'll do my best here. So the inspiration I'd like to share today is one that I received last week. One day we were invited to go along with one of the church families to a local national forest up the mountain here. And there by the riverside, we made a camp and had a picnic supper. And so I walked over by the river, not a huge river, but not a tiny one either, probably 25 feet wide, and made quite a bit of noise. And so I was there meditating, and I remembered the scripture that John recorded, where Jesus said, he that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And it seemed like it was pressed upon my spirit. My thoughts as a river, sometimes maybe I question in my Christian walk, why aren't the rivers coming like Jesus said they would? Am I a Christian? Am I connected? But as I was there meditating by that river, thoughts came to me that, this is the way it is. This river, a few miles on up the mountain, was small, a small stream. And as it comes down, there's more tributaries. The river gets bigger, and it goes on down miles and miles and miles, more and more tributaries. It gets bigger and bigger. And so I look at all that and think of maybe another way Jesus meant that. Another aspect is that a lifetime, a lifelong living for him, a number of years, our life may start, the river may be small coming out of our life. But as we continue week by week, month by month, and year by year, believing on him, which is trusting, relying, looking to him, living by faith in him, waiting on him, he will work in our lives a testimony to where there'll be rivers coming out of our lives in time. Maybe there's times the river is small and other times it's big. And I'd like to think the longer we serve the Lord, maybe a number of decades. You know, there's something about older Christians that have been faithful for many years. God's been faithful to them. They have a testimony that seems deep and steady, flowing, maybe not so noisy, but yet a real river of life flowing. Thinking of the ministry of older people, just picturing of grandparents, children, middle-aged people, and the grandchildren, and how a blessing grandparents are, and the river of life that they are in many aspects to people around them. And so, again, just thinking about a small stream and then a larger stream and then a small river and then a larger river, all the tributaries, you know, as we go through life, different things happen. I just believe that's the way it is. God brings things into our lives. He works a testimony to our lives by things that happen to us. Trials, sometimes the turbulence, the river is pretty rough. And yet there's beauty in those things. As we humble ourselves before God, allow his will and way to be, yield ourselves to him, be like a channel, be like a low spot where the water can flow. I think that's what God would desire. So those are just thoughts that I had that blessed me, inspired me as I meditated watching that river flow down the mountain. It was beautiful. And there was some places where it was noisy because of the waterfalls. And then a few days later, I was at another river that was quite a bit bigger, probably the same river that this one flowed into. It was much bigger. It was probably a couple hundred feet wide. The James River here in Virginia. And there it was just quiet. But there was a lot of water. It was deep and quiet. And just a different scene, but nevertheless another river, a different picture. So a lot more water than the first river I was at last week, but just a different glory there. So I thought I'd read a couple more verses here. Yeah, in Isaiah, a prophecy along these lines that was given long ago through the prophet Isaiah. God spoke to him and said, I'm reading in Isaiah 43, verse 19, 20, and 21. It says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Ye shall not know it. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." And then the next verse, next chapter we have in verse 4, it says, "And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses." I'm sorry, I missed one verse. Let me back up. Verse 3, "For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring." Talking about the Christian church that was yet to come, those that believe on Jesus. And I believe that's a prophecy of what would happen to us. And so, you know, there's times we feel like a dry desert. And that's when we need to continue to believe, trust, and rely on God. And we continue to look to him and obey him and believe him. And I believe he will work a testimony in us yet again where more rivers will flow once again if we find ourselves going through those times. So again, moving into the New Testament, I will just read here in John 7, verse 37, "In the last day of that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." And so perhaps those rivers aren't flowing at the moment, but as we come to him and drink through the Spirit, we can believe those rivers will flow as we wait on him and as we look to him and follow him. So may God bless you, and that's all I have for now, and he will reward you as you seek him diligently. Have a good day.